All right, let's take a look to see what's happening in the markets today. And today is Monday, September 13th, and we'll do this in 15 minutes or less so that you know what's going on. And with me in the studio is my head coach, Mark Hart. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, Marcus. How's it going?
Well, good, good, good. After the weekend, let's see what the markets are doing today, because boy, last week was a rough week, right? I mean, for the Dow and the S&P, 5 losing days in a row.
Yeah, 5 straight losing days, finishing the week at session lows. S&P down 1.7 for the week, and it's worst week since June.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy. And I mean, last week in the news, I mean, not a whole lot. We did have last week, I'm just jumping to the economic calendar here, the producer price index that came in a little bit higher than expected. I mean, nothing unusual, but for the year, it was up 8.3%, which was the highest reading ever. I mean, ever since they started tracking it in, 2010 or something like this?
I believe it was 2010.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, and go ahead.
I mean, even the reaction at first wasn't really a big thing. So it seemed like maybe it was just that, you know, continuation of that move lower, like we said, 5 days straight heading into the weekend. But at first, it seemed like the reaction to PPI wasn't that big. Now we get CPI this week.
Right. So let's take a look at the economic calendar for this week. So as I said, the big ones, I mean, there's two main ones. I'm zooming in here a little bit. So we have the CPI. There we go. That's being released tomorrow. And then we also have retail sales, because that's also an indicator of how strong the economy is doing. Are people going shopping? Right? When they shop, things are good. If they don't shop and spend money, things are not good. I mean, just very, very plain and easy.
Absolutely. Yeah, so CPI, Consumer Price Index, that could shed some more light. Something that the Fed definitely takes a look at, and then retail sales for just overall economic health.
Yeah. And I mean, markets are just in a state of uncertainty. But this morning, it seems that all three major indices are pointing to a higher opening. And I mean, not bad at all. I mean, if you're looking at the Dow right now, Dow futures up 0.6%, NASDAQ futures up 0.6%. Even the S&P futures up 0.65%. I mean, all indices across the board are pointing to a higher opening. So will we see a rebound today and maybe getting some back? We'll see, right?
Yeah, and it looks like the mini S&P and NASDAQ are trading at overnight highs. So, you know, that's strength going into the open too.
Yeah, well, looking here at a 5-minute chart, exactly. So it seems that this morning, I mean, this could be just a technical rebound. I mean, some say it's because coronavirus cases seem to go down again. And I mean, this has been the big focus, right? I mean, coronavirus and how will the Delta variant impact the economy? And the biggie this month is basically the Fed meeting that is on September 21st and 22nd. And this is what everybody is waiting for. And I think last week it was, there was no impulses at all, nothing good, nothing bad. And so there, it seems that there was a profit taking because if you look at the S&P 500, I mean, it's just a straight shot up. At some point we had to go down. I mean, this is here a weekly chart. Look at this. It's a weekly chart. This was last week. It's barely a blip on this massive rally that we are having here. So this is why, I mean, it looks much worse when we are switching to a daily chart. But I mean, overall, in the grand scheme of things, this was nothing.
Yeah, true. And we were due for at least a little bit of a drop.
Exactly.
We'll see if it continues. But strength heading into the open, and it looks like looking at futures, we've erased about a third of last week's drop. So we'll see if that continues.
Huh. I just see that somehow I managed to duplicate my screen. There we go. Moved it a little bit away. All right. Let's take a look at some individual stocks and see what's moving here this morning. I think kind of big news from Pfizer, but the stock is not reacting to this. The COVID vaccine could be authorized for kids in the age group of 5 to 11 years as early as later this month, in a couple of weeks, right? And I mean, they already have emergency authorization for, what is it, 12 to 15-year-olds, and full approval for everybody over 16. So honestly, I would have thought that this would give us a bigger boost, especially since kids are back in school, and some parents might wait for this authorization to get their kids vaccinated. But only up 0.18%. What do you think?
Yeah, and you know, it's interesting because BioNTech, who, you know, co-manufactured the vaccine with Pfizer, they're up a little bit more.
Yeah, but it's 1.16. I mean, there's not really a strong reaction to this. I honestly, when I saw the news this morning, I thought, oh, okay, they'll jump again. But yeah, buy the rumors, sell the facts, right? It almost like, okay, now we know, so we shall see. We shall see. Anyhow, what else is happening this morning?
I saw Virgin Galactic was down a little bit pre-market, SPCE, after delaying their first commercial research space mission because of a possible defect in flight control system. So that's not a good thing. Third-party supplier warned the company about the potential problem, and SPCE down about 3%.
Yeah. I mean, for that stock, it's not a whole lot, because this stock is just moving like crazy. Let me just take a look at the ADR, the average daily range. I mean, this stock moves $1.70 per day on average over the last 7 days. And right now, pre-market, we are down 70 cents. It seems that on a daily basis, this moves 5% approximately. So not a whole lot here for SPCE. It's kind of okay. All right, there's a problem. Okay, we identified it. So good. We're delaying it a little bit. I kind of think, isn't that normal for space missions that you discover these kind of problems? I mean, you have so many moving parts here, right? I don't think it's a big deal that they're postponing it.
Yeah. No, well, the traders don't think so, like you said. Down a little bit, but within reason for the stock.
All right. Well, so also news out of China. The Chinese crackdown continues. And it seems that now they want to break up Ant Group's Alipay and force the creation of separate loans. I mean, they're targeting pretty much everything, right? I mean, at first it was Didi. Let's actually take a look at Didi here really quick. So there's the ride-sharing app where they basically said, yeah, you know what, there are security concerns. They said it a day or 2 days after they launched, right? They had their IPO. And ever since, Didi has been sliding. Now, last week, there were the news that the Chinese government will take a larger stake in Didi and maybe even make it state-controlled. Who knows? Then we had education companies. Do you remember one of the tickers of the education?
GoTo.
Huh? Oh, yeah, GoTo. So that's where the Chinese government suddenly said, you know what, we want all education companies to be non-profit. Plummets. Then last week, I think it was regarding gaming, that they wanted to restrict gaming
N-T-E-S.
Time. Which one?
N-T-E-S.
N-T-E-X?
S.
S, there we go. NetEase. Okay, so they want to restrict gaming time to what, 2 or 3 hours per day, something like this. Can't remember exactly. Do you remember? Anyhow, so this then hits the gaming software, and now it's the financial industry, right? I mean, Alipay. And the reason why Baba is affected is because Alibaba has a 1/3 stake in Alipay. I think Alipay is also a company of Jack Ma, isn't it? The founder of Alibaba Ant Group.
Yeah, and. But, you know, Baba was down more than 4% overnight, so it seems like it's coming back a little bit.
Yeah. Anyhow, gosh, I mean, stay away from Chinese stocks. We have been saying this for a long time, and we have been warning our mastermind members for weeks now, because this is, you never know who they target next.
Yeah. Hey, did you hear about Disney and their releases?
Yeah. I think that's big news.
Yeah. Not really affecting the stock, but they said that they'll release the rest of their 2021 movies in theaters only after the success of Shang-Chi and The Legend of the Ten Rings. So that's big news, just because there's the Delta variant going on, but just showing that people want to go to the movies and be there, with Disney previously doing the co-release on the streaming platform and then also in theaters, now saying that they're not going to do that for the rest of the year.
Yeah. So does it mean good news for AMC? Well, AMC up pre-market 2.1%. And I mean, AMC, it's a meme stock, but it seems that they are being affected positively by all of these news. And if you look at also the performance of what has happened here recently, just wanted to bring it up. I thought I had it here. Never mind. So over the past month, as we can see, really solidly going up, but now in a more controlled move. I mean, if you look at previously where it was just like going crazy because it was driven by the Reddit forums, right? I mean, now it seems to be more orderly going up, and it seems that they have a plan in place how they will turn their theater, movie theaters around. Which is in sharp contrast to GME. Because GME basically last week they had earnings reports and they said, well, we kind of don't know yet how we're going to turn this around. We will, but we don't really have a full plan yet. But we have a lot of money. So.
Hey, we got to talk about Apple.
Apple tomorrow is a bit. Ooh, what happened? Oh, yeah. Gosh. Okay. Yes, we have to talk about Apple. Let's start. What happened on Friday?
Yeah, so on Friday, a judge ruled that Apple can no longer allow to force developers to use in-app purchasing. So Apple will no longer be allowed to prohibit developers from providing links that direct users away from in-app purchases. But in a win for Apple, the judge says that Apple is not a monopoly. So Epic Games had, they were in that lawsuit. They had a partial win there. They are going to appeal the ruling because they were hoping to have Apple designated as a monopoly or get that ruling. And so only a partial win there, but having an impact on the stock because those in-app purchases and, just Apple controlling their apps and developers' revenue has been a big deal.
Yeah, but I mean, it seems that investors weren't too concerned. I mean, yes, a 3% slide for Apple is pretty big, but we know that Apple is very well diversified between hardware and software, right? And tomorrow is the big Apple event. What is it called? California Dreaming? No, California Streaming.
Streaming.
California Streaming. So the big Apple event where potentially they will release the new iPhones or present the new iPhones, and they will probably be available next month then. So I still want to see if they call it the iPhone 13. Kind of doubt that.
I say it will be the Apple 13.
Really? Okay. All right. We shall see tomorrow after the event. So stay tuned here so that you know what's going on. Well, okay. It will be an interesting week. Let's just see if you're holding up here. Let's take a look at the mini S&P. And a 5 minute chart. And yes, we are still trading at overnight highs here. So it seems to be a super strong opening here. I'm super excited about this because yeah, this will give us some great opportunities and also help our existing positions, which are pretty much all long positions. So that's pretty good. Anyhow, if you would like to know how exactly we are trading these crazy markets, we have a few videos popping up and links in the description to the trading strategies that we personally use and that we will trade here in a few minutes. Check these videos out, and we will see you tomorrow in the stock market update.
Happy trading, everybody.